Ruby.
Yes, come on.
How are you? Okay, I'm going to just mute my phone.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, go. I'm going to mute.
Oscar, tell me. Oscar, or...
Good morning.
Good morning. We'll wait another half a minute just to see if others come.
Okay, I'm going to remute my phone.
Okay. Good morning. This morning we will connect to the month of Kislev through the Nasi, the prince or the leader of the tribe of Benjamin. His name is Avidan ben Gidoni. You can find the handout on the Unique Astrological Times link underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage, or if you're using a mobile device, it can be at the bottom of the page. When that link opens up, scroll down to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's about 60% below the down the page. When you get there, the link above the title is the first days of Nisan. When you open that link up, scroll down to the ninth day of Nisan. And when that link opens up, that is our handout. Rosh Chodesh Kislev for this year, 5778. Actually, that should be 5779. Is on the evening of November 7th until the sunset of November 9th. There are 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. The actions that you do today will impact either positively or negatively the month of Kislev in the year 5779. The month of Kislev is the month of miracles. All of the energy of miracles that will happen to you during the year 5779 take place.
Yes, ma'am.
During the month of Kislev. The first step we do is to connect to the permutation for the Hashem's name, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, and his another attribute of him, Echieh, Aleph Hey Yud Hey. We make the connection to the appropriate permutations of these names. Please join me. Why, oh, hey, hey, yo, ah, hey, hey. Why, oh, hey, hey, yo, ah, hey, hey. Why, oh, hey, hey, yo, ah, hey, hey. We will now say the Anabakoach together, stopping at the second verse, to connect to the letters that created the month of Kislev, among other things. Also created the astrological signs, as we will discover. Ana bekoa kedulat yemincha tatzin seura Pekimo Yud Tav Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun. The letters of the month of Kislev. The Samech that created the constellation what is the constellation? The Sagittarius is the constellation. It's the archer. I'm trying to remember the name in Hebrew. Perhaps it will come. And the Gimel that created the planet Jupiter, the planet Tzedek. Samech and Gimel have a gematria of 63, which is a number connected to Bina, the world that is coming. It's a number connected through the spelling out of the Tetragrammaton, Yud Vav Dalid, Hey Yud, Vav Aleph Vav, Hey Yud. Gematria of those 10 letters is 63, and that spelling out is connected to Bina. Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevava Shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem, Rakame Sitkatcha, Tamid Gamlem. Betet Resh, Tzadikach Gimel. Chasin Kadosh, Berol Tucha, Nael Adata. Tet Kuf Bet, Tet Nunayan. Yachid Geye, Lamcha Pene, Zokre Kiddushata, Yud Gimel Lamed, Hey Zion Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma tziakatenu yodea talumot shin kufav tzadiyuta. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. The various relationships that the Sefer Yetzirah describes, the more we understand how these relationships are the same thing in different aspects, in different frames of reference, the more connected we become. The tribe is the tribe of Benjamin. The sense is to sleep, and during our sleep, we receive messages called dreams. Some of those messages are fear-based. They're coming from our body consciousness. Some of those messages are prophetic in a very limited sense. But the sense is to sleep, to dream. The controller is the belly, meaning the stomach, meaning part of the digestive system. What is the purpose of the digestive system? it is to separate between the holy and the mundane. In every piece of food that we put into our mouth, in every word that we express, the belly, the digestive system is designed to separate between what is good for the body and also what's good for the soul and what is not good for the body and, of course, is not good for the soul. We will now make the connection to the offering from the tribe of Benjamin, Abidan ben Gidoni. And I will read that by first saying the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud Kudsha Barifu Ishkin Te Bidkilu Urchimu Tilu Tilu Urchimu Liafka Lashem Yud He Bavav He Piyahuda Shulim Bashem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vahino Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Maasei Adenu Konane Aleinu Maasei Adenu Konanehu Bayom Hatushi Nasi Livne Binyamin Avidan Ben Gidoni Karbano Ka'arat Kesef Achat Shaloshim Umeya Mishkala Mizrak Echad Kesef Shivim Shekel v'shekel ha-kodesh, sh'nehem meleim, solet v'lula, v'ashemen l'mincha, kaf achat asara, zahav melea, ketoret par echad, ben bakar ayil, echad keves, Echad en shenato leola Seir izim echad lechatat Uzevach hashlamim Bakar shenayim melim Chamisha tudim Chamisha kevasim Bnei shana chamisha Ze Karban Avidan Ben Gidoni. I will point out a thought that occurred to me as I was making this reading. It is from me. It is not something I have read nor something I have been taught. The tool that I use to read is a program that has the locations of where the columns start. In the middle of this reading, we begin a new column. The holiday of Hanukkah, which starts in Kislev, crosses over to Tevet. We all know that. The Torah, by crossing over in the midst of this offering, is teaching that to us. It's explaining what is the reason behind that. The first word is umea, which is the word Give me 1 second. The word umea represents and 100. Mea is the Hebrew word for 100. It's separating between 30, shaloshim, the last word in the previous column, and umea, and 100 in this column. There is much to learn there. Continuing with our next step.
No.
Yes.
I'm just wondering, the word you were trying to think of a while ago was keshet, the rainbow, and we only see half of the rainbow. Is there a connection there with what you just had to say?
Yeah, it is, definitely. Thank you, Anna. That is beautiful.
Well, I wouldn't have thought of it until you said what you said. Okay, thank you for saying that, because I wouldn't have caught it otherwise.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's why we live together. That's why we are all unified. It's why we need other people, because we don't have the whole picture. We have to see the perspective from others. You know, I had not thought of this until I was reading this today and saw the point of the first word in the column. As I said, I've never read it. I appreciate what you said. It's very beautiful. And I also appreciate to remind everyone that the astrological sign in Hebrew is keshet, which can be interpreted in different ways. As Hana said, it's the rainbow. For others, it's a bow, meaning an article of war or hunting. And in others, it's the archer, the man with the bow.
But if you think about the bow, you've got that wooden piece, and you've got the string, which is almost a half of a circle. So here we go again.
Exactly. It is definitely the bow. I'm not arguing that it means the bow. I was just explaining the others, because each of those things that I mentioned, the archer is a man with a bow, therefore that it's the same idea of the wood piece and the string. And the bow itself, as we've said, and the rainbow, as you said, we only see half of it. So all of this is related to the cause of why Hanukkah crosses the month's barrier. It's not a barrier, it's another day. But each day is unique unto itself. So if we scroll down, we'll reach the links for the next step, which is to evaluate the names. And I noticed as I was preparing for this that I have not done the name of Benjamin, not looked at it, but I can tell you that Benjamin, parses into two words, Ben meaning the son, and Yamin, which means the right. If you can remember the story from the Torah, the child was named by Rachel as she passed away. She named the child Benoni, the son of my sorrow, or the Ben of the lack. And Jacob, in his prophetic insight, changed the name to be Benjamin, the son of the right, the son of the right column. The number of energy verses connected to Benjamin is very telling. It's 49. 49 is the days in the Omer. It's 7 times 7. There's much to learn in that. The first verse has 10 words connecting to all of the 10 Sephirot. And it's connecting Benjamin being the last son, the second son of Rachel. This verse that connects to the energy of Benjamin is talking about the 6 sons of Leah, connecting the 2 sisters, connecting the upper worlds, which is the partsuf of Leah, to the lower worlds, the partsuf of Rachel. The name of Abidan is a name for male, for the boys, for the men. Its origin is Hebrew. Its meaning, God is my father, my father's judgment, or my father is just. The blessing, Eli Hashem, my God is a God of mercy. The word Bina, the world that is coming, is the word that has the meaning of understanding. It's one of the Sephirot. It's the mother of all of the Sephirot in Asim. Another word is Va'ani, and I. Another word, Vayakala, and to be completed. A phrase, Ki Hevel, for Hevel. Hevel means breath. It means vanity. It has many different meanings. The number of energy verses. I will come back. Maybe it's there. Yeah, the number of energy verses is 92. 92 is the number of 91 plus the kolel. It represents the unity of the spiritual with the physical. The first verse has 6 words connecting to Zeranpin, to heaven. And 22 letters connecting to the 22 Hebrew letters, which is all of the energy of the creation. The name Gidoni is for men, male. Origin is Hebrew. And the meaning is, my poorness, my poor fortune, my poor luck. The word mitzao, his find. The phrase, lekol habahama, to all the animals. Ani with an ayin, meaning poor. is one of the Shoresh. Another meaning of Ani is lack. Another Shoresh is Gimel Dalet, Yid, which is the word for luck in Hebrew. When it's spelled in the reverse order, it becomes Dot, which is a fish. And that's a two-letter Shoresh, indicating it's connected to Aramaic. The Shoresh of three letters is Gimel Dalet Ayin, means to cut off, to lop off, to destroy, to break into pieces. It also means knowledge of the camel, knowledge of three. And if we go to the sixth step on the original handout, we look at the consciousness behind the items that were donated, that were offered. The silver bowl. The Hebrew word for bowl is cognate. It sounds like the word for chief, and it refers here to Rachel, who was the chief wife of Jacob and the mother of Joseph and Benjamin, as well as all of the tribes. Rachel is buried away from her husband. She's buried on the path, on the road. This is what makes her the mother of all of the tribes. In the practical world, she helped Leah with her six sons. Whereas in the spiritual world, she lies on that physical road to support us in our spiritual journey. And what tribe are you from? Most of us do not know. It consisted of 130 shekels, exactly what we were talking about earlier. Jacob was 100 years of age when Benjamin was born. And Benjamin was 30 years old when he came down to Egypt. Thus, 130 shekels. The basin of 70 shekels was brought. In Mizrach, in Hebrew, Mizrach means basin. And this is the same thing as a goblet, which Joseph used to test his brother's righteousness over Benjamin while they were in Egypt. Why was it 70 shekels? It alludes to the wine that Joseph drank with his brothers after the test about Benjamin. Yain has the gematria of 70. The bowl and the basin together, the Midrash does not explain the relationship in this particular tribe, which would imply either that they are separated and they're two different things, or that they are in total unity. The gold ladle of 10 shekels. The 10 shekels alludes to the 10 sons of Benjamin who went with him to Egypt. In the list of the 70 people who went, 10 of them were Benjamin's sons. The burnt offerings, a bull, a ram, and a sheep in its first year. The bull alludes to the first temple built in the territory of Benjamin by Shlomo HaMelech. The ram alludes to the second temple, built in the territory of Benjamin by Ezra the scribe. The sheep in the first year alludes to the third temple that will be built in the territory of Benjamin by King Mashiach, Mashiach HaMelech. A male goat was brought as a sin offering, and this alludes to the edifice built by Herod, as he was a sinful king, and it was intended by him to atone for having slain Israel's sages. The peace offering has two cattle, five rams, five he-goats, five sheep in the first year. Two cattle were an allusion to the two kings who came out of Benjamin, Shaul and Ish-bosheth. An alternative explanation in allusion to the two redeemers who came from that tribe, Mordechai and Esther. You have here three varieties of five, each corresponding to the three advantages that Benjamin received, in each of which five is mentioned. They are as follows. Benjamin's portion was five times as much as any of theirs. Benjamin gave 300 shekels of silver and five changes of raiment. The third was when Mordechai, who hailed from the tribe of Benjamin, attained to the privilege of wearing five royal garments, as written about in the scroll of Esther. We have just taken control of the month of Kislev through this process that we have gone through this morning. Tomorrow morning at the same time, 7 a.m. Pacific time, we will connect and control the month of Tevet. If you have missed any of these connections between now, up till now, or if you miss any in the next 3 days, on that fourth day, on Thursday morning, we will be making the connection to all of the tribes. Hashem gives us mercy. The 13th day is the day of Echad, of oneness. Oneness is unity of everything. And through Hashem's mercy, he gives us the 13th day of a month to make unity of anything that we have created separation. In this particular month, any time we had the opportunity, but were unable to complete it. Does anyone have any questions? Our class is today. There will be a class at 10:30 West Coast time and a class at 3 o'clock West Coast time, 3 p.m. Both of these classes will be dealing with the holiday of Passover, our preparation, information about the Sederim, I hope you'll join us. I bid shalom to all. Have a beautiful day. A beautiful week. Remember not to get upset with your cleaning, because your spring cleaning is not about your houses. It's about you internally. What are you cleaning about yourself? That's why you get upset with the effort. That's how strong Satan is in your life. When you realize this, it weakens him. Shalom gadol to all. Much peace.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom.